Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Joining me is State Senator Nick Piscitano. Welcome back, Senator.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So today, I want to talk about a bill that you have proposed that would increase access to vaccines. As you know, just you bring up the word vaccine and people's eyes cross because there's so much misdirection, misinformation, and just a gray area. So let's start with what is your plan?
Yeah, Larry, and I'm, as a member of state government, I try not to get involved in federal issues. Just try and stay in my lane and do the job that I was elected to do in Harrisburg. But unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of chaos come out of bureaucracy, honestly, in Washington, D.C. And just in the last week or so, we've seen a lot of chaos from the CDC and their advisory committee on immunization practices, which sets national standards for vaccine access. And in states like Pennsylvania, decisions made in Washington, D.C. Ultimately trickle down to Pennsylvanians because it's what our insurance companies will cover, is largely based on what those practices are decided on at the federal level. And after a chaotic meeting of the ACIP last week, there was a ton of confusion on what was going to be covered and what was recommended and what was going to be available. And we were concerned that that confusion would then ultimately mean that certain vaccines that are routine and have been around for a long time would no longer be covered by insurance plans here in Pennsylvania. And so partnering with my colleague in the Senate, Maria Collette, who previously worked as a registered nurse, and a couple of my colleagues in the State House, Representative Arvin Venkat, who works as an ER doctor, Representatives Bridget Kozorowski and Tara Kahn, who worked as registered nurses. We all kind of came together to figure out a way to make sure that these insurance companies were still going to cover common vaccines here in Pennsylvania, and that those things weren't going to go from being free at the point of service to costing hundreds of dollars to the people who needed them. Governor Shapiro also took steps to make sure that those vaccines continue to be accessible and affordable for every Pennsylvanian. And so we're really just responding to a lot of the chaos that's coming out of Washington, D.C. around this issue.
So you get a lot of questions, no doubt. So in terms of recommendations, it's important because to your point, the people that may need vaccines the most, if there are charges for them, may be challenging for them to get it, even if they really want it.
Correct. And we're not trying to change anybody's mind on whether or not they're going to get a vaccine or not. We're not mandating anything. We're making sure that these longstanding vaccines are available and affordable for everyone who wants them and needs them. And the fact of the matter is, in our healthcare system, preventative medicine like vaccines are much more cost effective than reacting to someone who gets sick and has to go to the emergency room or has to be hospitalized, right? A free vaccine at a local pharmacy is both better for public health and better for the bottom line of our healthcare system and our consumers than it is to not get vaccinated and potentially get very seriously ill. And so we are looking at this in a number of different ways to make sure that those people who need and want these vaccines can access them as affordable as possible.
How long do you think this will take, Senator?
Well, the good news is the governor has already stepped in and preserved a lot of these changes. What we're doing with the legislation is making sure that that continues long term. And so there's no immediate disruption to the status quo because the Governor Shapiro's actions, which I commend him for, But we also want to do this legislatively and make sure that these new guidelines are in place so that access to vaccines in Pennsylvania are not disrupted in the future by any bureaucratic hurdles that are thrown up in Washington, D.C.
Understood. Now, that said, while I have you, how are we doing on the budget?
I think the last time I was on the show, I was a little bit more optimistic. I think we're making slow but steady progress. There are still wide areas of disagreements, but I think everybody in Harrisburg recognizes that we need to get something done as soon as possible, because counties and school districts and other entities that rely on state funding are starting to hit the wall on what they're able to float without a state budget. So here in September, that will be 3 full months past due. And that is when we start to really see problems in the entities that require state funding. So hopefully in early October, we can get it done.
All right. We're all counting on you. Representing the 45th District, State Senator Nick Piscitano. Thanks for the time, Senator. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.